You're listening to the Christian Indie Artist and Songwriters Podcast, the place where faith, music, and life intersect. We exist to help Christian indie artists and songwriters just like you get songs heard. Thanks so much for tuning into another episode of the Christian Indie Artist and Songwriters Podcast. I'm your host, Brian, and on today's episode, we're going to talk about something really important, and honestly, without it, we wouldn't even be doing it, and that is how to actually keep going and not quit on your music journey. I get to talk to so many Christian indie artists and songwriters, whether through song production or content or whatever it might be. It's honestly a plague where so many people are wondering, like, how do you keep doing this? How do you actually not quit? Because this journey is hard. If you've been on this for any amount of time, you realize that this is difficult to do, and there's a lot of things that can make it easy to just throw up the towel and quit. But on this episode, I kind of want to walk through some encouraging ideas and ways to build some structure around what you're doing so that you actually don't quit, because you can't quit. Because if God puts you on this planet to do this thing, then you have to do it. It's part of your calling. It's part of your life. And in that, the fruit that comes through the impact of your songs and your music journey is really important. And honestly, at times, I know even for me, it feels like a burden at times because we have to keep doing it. So I want to equip you with some ideas and ways to keep doing it, and through that, not quitting. But before we jump in, I've got something for you. If you click the link below, you can get free instant access to the module from our Logic Pro X for Artists and Songwriters course. It's called Record Your Vocals Like a Pro. Just click the link below, absolutely free. This will walk you through the entire process of recording and editing your vocals like a pro. Whether you are trying to be a full-time producer or just produce your own demos or just collaborate remotely, even at the bare minimum, recording your vocals well is really important, and it kind of can set you free to be able to collaborate with people all over the place. All you really need to do is be able to record your vocals well, clean, and dry, and that is exactly what this process will walk you through, and also it can take you through the entire process. So all that to say, click the link below, jump in, you just have to put in your email address, and the video modules are yours to keep forever to refer to and learn from. So now let's jump into 9 ways to not quit your music journey. And the first, and honestly, one of the, if not the most important, is building accountability through community on your journey. Now, we all know that when we go alone, it can be so much easier to give up because, like I always say, we feel like, would anyone even notice or care if I actually quit? Would anyone even have any idea that I stopped posting or that I stopped writing or that I stopped doing this music journey? And without a community, of course, the answer is still no. But without an accountability in community, it could be really easy to forget that people are out there doing the same thing as you. And like I said in my story, I had no community up until 2017, other than the people that I had kind of met locally or through church that did music too. But it was a very small amount of people. And certainly no one I knew was actually really recording and releasing music in a progressive kind of way to actually get music out there into the world. So until 2017, once I met other people and then began to connect online, that's where everything really changed for me personally. And since then, you know, we've got to meet hundreds and who knows, even thousands of people that are doing the same thing. And that really helps keep accountability. And all of that is online, which means that we all have access to it in our phones or computers or whatever. And it's really easy. And you can build local community too. There's no difference in that. It's just a matter of you always can kind of jump into this world and find other people that are doing what you're doing. And that helps build accountability because you will develop relationships with certain people. Obviously, we don't click with every single person. That's impossible. So we kind of build our little pockets of friends and co-writers and different relationships we have along the way. But those are the people that will kind of help us keep going because you'll be like, hey, you know, I'm kind of over this or I feel like this is too hard. I should just quit. But then that person might send you a text or that person may send you a DM or that person might reach out and say, hey, let's co-write again. Hey, let's collaborate on this or that and the other. And then you're like, hey, I'm not alone in this. I have to remember that, not being alone. And you find accountability because you know that people are out there cheering for you. They're out there rooting for you. And especially in the co-writing sense, as you write songs together, you might have your co-writers maybe releasing these songs on their own, and you take ownership in that just as the same way as they do if you're releasing those songs. So you're kind of overlapping spheres. I kind of look at it like the Venn diagram where there's all these different circles of people out there, but kind of where those circles overlap is like our accountability groups, for instance. And that's why that we created the CIAS official Facebook group that's growing more and more every day. And that's the place where me personally, and now it's kind of grown beyond that, but initially was where all of my circles kind of overlap with this Facebook group. And now it's just a thriving community of people that are after it And so if you're not in that group, definitely click the link below, whether you're here on YouTube or listening to this on a podcast service, and jump into the CIAS Facebook group, because that is a great place to find accountability through community, because these people will encourage you. These people will cheer you on. These people will help you if you need a shoulder to cry on or a high five to give when you celebrate a victory. That's what these groups are for. And so if you have no idea how to build a community or get around people, start with this Facebook group, because it's a great place to start. And it'll keep you from quitting. It'll keep you moving forward, because you know that people are out there caring, loving on you, and cheering you along your journey. And so number two is take breaks. This might be the most counterintuitive point, but you and I both know that this is so true. And this is something that I desperately need to do more, is taking breaks to actually continue on a journey. We feel like we have to do all the things. We have to post on all the platforms. We have to do all the hashtag strategies. We have to have all the videos. And I've talked about these things, and I've encouraged you to do these things. But with the diet as example, everything in moderation will get you as healthy as possible. So even if, yes, it is important to have your music on all streaming platforms, it is important to post regularly on social media, it is important to do all those things, but we have to do this at our own pace. We have to do those in our own time to do it in a healthy way. And a lot of that actually comes from taking breaks. I know personally, I try really hard to completely pull out of work mode on the weekends. Saturday and Sunday, we go to the beach a lot. We live about a mile from the beach, and we go to the beach as much as we can, because that's a place where I can't be sitting down in front of things. I don't even take my phone with me. I leave my phone, honestly, in here as much of the weekend as possible. So that's a side tip, is if you really want to unplug, just leave your phone. And sure, you know, we need phones for emergencies and things, but you know when you can leave your phone, and you should do it as much as possible, because those breaks are really important. And I know for me, I take the dog for a walk, about a 2 mile walk every morning. I went with the kids, but now the kids are in school, so now I take the dog. And I know in those moments, even though I'm probably thinking about music, I'm writing music or having ideas in my mind. Just being connected in nature and just breathing in fresh air is so important to resting. But even beyond that, just completely pulling back from the journey. If you're feeling stressed out, if you're like, man, I don't know what to post today, I don't know what to post tomorrow, I don't know what song to do next, just remove yourself from that. Step away, go read a book, go watch a TV show, go take a walk, go ride your bike. If you're in my case, go to the beach. If you're near a beach, whatever that looks like. But rest are so important. Taking breaks is so important. Actually getting your mind going and focusing on something else will always bring fresh ideas back into what you're doing. It'll keep you from quitting, because those ideas will always be fresh. You won't get stuck in the same rut anymore, because you're pulling yourself out of that rut to see it in a new way. And I have this personal rule that I usually don't write any emails or make any decisions at night. I know this might sound a little weird, but if it's like post dinner time, I'm going to always wait till the next day, because maybe it's just my personality, but if I'm at night, I'm always more willing to be like, yeah, I'll do that, sure. And then I wake up and be like, why did I say I would do that? Oh no, now I need to do that. So I've just made this personal rule that I won't make a decision that is important until the following morning. Even when it comes to album artwork and things like that, I will always wait and look it over before I upload, because I want to make sure I see it with fresh eyes and hear it with fresh ears. Same thing with mixes. Whenever I'm mixing for somebody or working on a project, I'll always wait to send it, usually to the next day, to where I can wake up, hear it again for the first time, and then send it off. So that all comes through taking rest. And that doesn't have to be you have to take a month-long sabbatical. You know, that might just be take an hour. Now maybe take 5 minutes, go get a drink of water, whatever. But taking rest is a great way to keep from actually burning and quitting on your music journey. Number three, this is a big one, and it's have realistic expectations. I know that so many of us feel like we have this song. We did our first song maybe, and this is going to be the song that's going to put us on the map. We're going to get a record deal. We're going to get a million streams. We're going to get a major movie TV placement or whatever. And sure, those things can happen, especially with TikTok and all this technologically connected, with all this connectivity we have now, songs can blow up overnight and things can definitely change overnight. But that's the exception, not the rule. So managing our expectations, I feel like, is really important. I have an episode in the first season of the podcast about the lowest hanging fruit. And this is kind of bringing my mind to there, is what do we have right in front of us? What can we grab right now? And let's grab that. And then that will lead into the next thing. Because like I said in that episode, that fuel that we gain from the lowest hanging fruit will give us the power and energy we need to get to the next level as we level up on this journey. So managing our expectations is really important because there's enough letdowns and it's difficult enough to just do this in general. So when we are seeing things for what they are, not blowing them up and setting ourselves up for failure, then we can deal with a lot less disappointment because we are going to find a lot of no's. We're going to find a lot of closed doors. We're going to have a lot of things that we thought would go one way, go another way. So managing our expectations is a really good way to actually set ourselves up for success instead of feeling like, if this doesn't happen, then I might as well just quit because I'm not good enough. And that's never true. We're always good enough. And I heard this great quote. I don't even remember where it came from. So if you know who it is, let me know in the comment below who said this quote. But basically, it says that everyone is destined for success, but so many people just give up too soon, meaning that we're almost there. We're just about to get it. But because we've set ourselves up for failure through unrealistic expectations, we give up. And it could be just a day before the thing happens. It could be just a week before that thing happens or we hit that goal. But setting ourselves up by creating realistic expectations will allow us to keep moving forward gradually and not dealing with those big spikes. Because like I always say, it's a lot easier to walk up a slow hill than fall off a steep peak. So keep that in mind. It's a great way to not quit is to set up good realistic expectations on our music journey. And the next thing I think that is really valuable is actually seek wise counsel. How can we put people in our lives and on our paths and in our journeys that can actually have gone before us and can speak into what we're doing because they've been there? You know, it's the classic expression that I never understood this expression actually until I had kids, but it says youth is wasted on the young. I was like, what does that mean? That seems so silly. Like, what? I don't get it, but I understand it now. All of the youthfulness, all the energy and all the creativity that we apparently only have in our youth, where maybe I'm just not old enough yet, but I haven't felt that run out. Honestly, I feel like creativity is spiraling faster than it ever has. It's like a tornado, which is awesome and important for doing what we're doing. But you know, with that, seeking wise counsel, find people in your lives that can speak into your journey. I've heard it said, it's always great to have somebody 20 years older than you in your corner and then also be able to speak in to someone who's 20 years younger than you. And of course, it's just an average. But having people that have gone ahead of you and know where you're headed. And of course, like I always say, every journey is specific to you. So it doesn't matter exactly where that person went. However, the older you get, the more experiences you have, the greater you can speak into someone else's journey. So by seeking wise counsel, it doesn't have to just be only music related. This is just life in general. But finding people who have been there before and can kind of help guide you, and you can learn from their mistakes. Because I know for me personally, I learned so much more from my mistakes, which there's a lot of them, so I feel like I'm learning a lot every day, than the wins. The wins are fun and great to celebrate, but seeking wise counsel is really important. And that might be through taking courses. That might be through attending live events. That might be through subscribing to a blog or a YouTube channel or reading books, whatever it might be. Or it might be a personal relationship you have through like a coaching situation where you can hire somebody to just talk to them and find out, what did you do in this situation? How did you get to where you are? Because it's similar to where I feel like I'm called to go. And seeking that kind of wise counsel can really help you, not just for the skipping steps aspect, because honestly, I feel like the steps are really important. And seeking wise counsel is a step of the journey. But I feel like it can help us maybe avoid situations that maybe we wouldn't had to have gone through maybe so severely or drastically because somebody else was able to guide us into another situation. So seeking that wise counsel can definitely help us from giving up. That is another source of accountability as well, because that person cares about what you're doing and cares for your success and wants to help you get to where you're going. So seeking wise counsel is definitely a great way to not quit on your music journey. And kind of along those lines, the next point is keep learning. If we stop learning because we feel like we figured it out, then I feel like that's where it really actually ends, because there is an infinite amount of things to learn, experiences to have, and goals to set. So keep learning. If you're anything like me, you are in YouTube a lot, and my YouTube channel subscription is probably super boring because it's all about music marketing, music production, and then I have some other things just about, it's all music related, because that's just where I am in life right now, is I'm trying to learn and how to create the best possible content to help other people on their journey as I learn myself. So continuing to learn is vital in everything. And that even can be down to your instrument or your craft, your vocals, your songwriting, all of it. It's about the music marketing. It's about the graphic design. It's about the video editing. It's all the things that we need to do. And sure, you can hire other people to help you, and that can be a great way to build team around what you're doing. But a lot of us have budgetary restraints, and we have to learn how to do some of these things, at least initially, to help get us out there to find team members to kind of bring on down the road. So learning everything. So if you need to be able to figure out how to get hashtags to work for you on Instagram, then jump onto YouTube and watch some videos. And sure, is every strategy going to work for you? No, but learning a bunch of different ways to do things can kind of help you tailor fit to what you need to be able to do on your journey. But that only comes through learning, reading books. I read books. I try to read at least one book a month. It's books about digital marketing or business ownership or Christianity or whatever the case may be. But I try to read at least one book a month amongst all of the other types of content podcasts that I take in, just to give somebody else's perspective. Because again, even if you don't end up using any of the stuff that you learn from the book, you'll learn so much just by hearing someone else's point of view and perspective. But that comes through that persistent gaining of knowledge and learning. And this can come through all kinds of places, you know, social media. Follow people that you look up to. Follow authors of books that you read, because if they write a book, I guarantee you that they are a content generating machine, and they are always putting out good and helpful tips to help us on our journey. So I would say that being a lifelong learner is literally the fuel to be able to continue to go, because if we're not learning, we just end up doing the same thing over and over again. And if it didn't work before, it's certainly not going to work in the future. So we have to continue to bring in new ideas and creative tools into our arsenal. And that comes through always learning on our journey. The next thing is write down goals. Now, we all know this, I'm sure you do this, but I have to say it because I think it can't be missed, is write down goals. Don't just think them up. Don't just dream about things. Writing it down, because it makes it real. An idea, a thought, is just this sort of random, lucid thing in our brain that who knows what that is. Writing it down brings it into reality. We know that writing it down greatly increases the potential of actually getting it, because you make it real. And until it's real, how can you achieve it if it's just sort of imaginative thought? So writing down goals. I'll add, this is really important too, and this kind of points back to the expectations part. Create tiers of goals. Don't just say, okay, I want to win a Grammy, because that's great. And that is a worthy goal. That's an incredible goal to have. But there needs to be other goals in between today and winning a Grammy, because a lot of things probably need to happen for that to actually occur. Write down the 5-year goal, write down the 3-year goal, the 2-year goal, the 1-year goal, the 6-month goal, the 2-week goal, and then tomorrow's goal. I know for me that's worked really well, especially as I'm managing and producing a lot of different projects for artists. Unless I kind of set up myself for what am I going to do tomorrow, then it'll completely overwhelm me, because I'm a number one Enneagram reformer. So like everything has to have its right place and everything has to be in the correct order. So if I get out of order, it throws me off. And I know that's something I need to work through, but it's just my personality. It's just how I'm wired. So by setting small, attainable, achievable goals, it kind of helps me track out. And the other thing too, it's great, is when you actually hit them, because you can hit them because they're simple and they're easy and they're attainable, then you feel accomplished. You're like, okay, cool, I got that done today that I had planned to get done. And all of those little goals work towards the bigger goals, which write them all down, because again, like the statistic says, writing down goals greatly increases your chance of getting them. So write down the big ones, write down the middle ones, write down the small ones, and then write down the daily goals to set yourself up. Because that way too, you won't quit, because you've got an agenda. Your calendar will show you, like the great Jason Ingram quote, show me your calendar and I'll tell you if you're a songwriter or not. Show me your calendar, show me your goal sheet, and I'll tell you if you're chasing a music journey or not. Because if your goals all point towards you're trying to achieve musical goals, then guess what? You're on a music journey, because those goals are the journey on paper. So write them down, achieve them, and then you won't quit, because you're making it real for yourself. Okay, next thing, number 7, is celebrate the wins. Gosh, this is like so important. And I know for me personally, I'm really bad at this. We just talked about setting goals, and we can get into the habit of, because they're small goals that we feel like, well, why would we celebrate it? It's just, you know, I just did that thing. I just did the co-write, or I just uploaded that song, or whatever. So we forget that we need to celebrate that. Now, that doesn't mean you need to throw, you know, a huge party every time you upload your song. You could set up a group in your, maybe your accountability group, in your community group, whatever that is for you. You could say, hey guys, you know, I just wanted to say, you know, I'm super excited about this, super anxious about this, maybe just uploaded my first song. That's great. That's a huge accomplishment. And we can't overlook those things, because I know for me personally, if I never take a minute to celebrate something, then I don't get that rush, that adrenaline, that celebration aspect to keep me going, because everything will become a task if we don't celebrate the wins. And if everything's a task, then where's the fun in that? Where's the joy in that? It's just, okay, I hit my goal because I said I would, and I did, and guess what? I've got 25 more goals, so let's just move on to those, and who really cares anyways? I love the idea that to celebrate that. When you release your song, or when your video hits 100 views on YouTube, go to Starbucks and get a coffee, or go out to dinner with your family, or something, you know, do something out of the ordinary to celebrate. And again, that's another thing that makes it real, that you're dedicating time and resource to actually celebrating it. And when you do those things, people will see, like, wow, this person is actually serious about this journey. Like, they are celebrating their victories. It's not just like some random hobby that they do that no one cares about. Like, they are really doing this. And that's admirable. And I feel like that is infectious too. And the thing that's great is the more you do this, you'll sort of incentivize yourself. Because not that you're doing it to celebrate, but by remembering to celebrate each win, each victory, then it will kind of make it more exciting when you get there. Be like, okay, cool. Like, last time we did that and we celebrated in this way. So what are we going to do next time? So as we celebrate the wins, it'll really help us from quitting, because we know we have something that we're working towards on our music journey. Okay, so this is the most painful one. Can you guess what it is? None of us like it, and you have to wait for it. Number 8 is be patient. I know. I had a pastor one time, he told a story that I always remember. And the parents were telling their 4-year-old son that patience is a virtue. You know, 4-year-old kid, it doesn't matter how old you are, none of us like patience. We don't like to wait for things. But they kept telling their son, remember, patience is a virtue. Remember, patience is a virtue. So then one day when the mom came in and the son was trying to hurry up and make his breakfast, he spilled cereal on the floor. And the mom's like, remember? And then the kid's like, yeah, I know, patience will hurt you. And I know that we all feel that way, because we don't want to wait. It always takes way longer than we hope it will. And that's just the nature of life. And that's the nature of chasing anything significant. It's always worth the wait. God is in the waiting. We know these things, but yet it's so difficult to wait. So being patient, I feel like, I know that I said number 1 maybe the most important, and I feel like, yes, that's true, but I feel like being patient is sort of the overarching thing of all of this, because if we're not patient to build our community, if we're not patient to set our goals, if we're not patient to do a lot of these things, then we're going to get burnt out. We're not going to want to do it. And because it's too hard, it takes too long. Like I said, it's the thread through all of this, because we have to be willing to wait when the times are difficult and they're not fun, because that is how we persevere and get to where we're going. And the last thing is a practical one, and it's budget. You know, the two things that people always say when I ask them what's the most difficult part about a music journey is they say time and money. And of course, time, we all have the same amount of time, and it's a matter of how do we compartmentalize, how do we schedule, how do we put our goals in the calendar, and how do we achieve those things. But the budget aspect is definitely a big thing when it comes to the financial side, because it can be expensive to record. It can be expensive to have artwork made. It can be expensive to do photo shoots and all of these things that it takes to record music. And kind of like what we talked about last week, there's not always a huge ROI in these things initially. So budgeting is really important. You are a small business as an artist. I know that's weird to say. I was just thinking it was so weird when people would refer to themselves as like my examples, like Brian Bolivar Music. Like, what is this guy, an egomaniac? And it's because you have to view yourself as an entity, as a business, because that's what you are. And what do businesses need to operate? Well, they need resources, and money is a part of that. So by budgeting, and two, I'm not trying to say you need to budget $10,000 a month to record. You need to budget $5,000 a month to do photo shoots or whatever, but it's just creating a savings account, even in your bank account, make a savings account, which a lot of banks, it's free depending on your bank, and just start to push money over. start to make a separate account for your music. That way, when you start generating some streaming revenue, send it to your business account. When you play a show, put that money in a business account. And that way you're building something. Again, it's making it more real. And I hope that you're hearing overall, it's kind of one of the biggest ways to make this journey real and not quit is by actually dedicating a part of your life to it. When we keep it as a hobby, like we talked about a couple weeks ago, when we actually own up to our identity as the thing that we're trying to be, that's what makes it real. And that's what keeps from quitting, because we know we can't really quit it. That's the thing. You can't quit something that you are. If your identity is a songwriter, you can't really quit that. Sure, you can pull back and you can stop doing it. But if you really are that thing, then you can't quit it, because it's just a part of your life. By setting a budget for your journey, it's really going to help you make it a reality even more so. And you'll kind of know what you're working with. And you can kind of know, like, okay, we've got this much in the business account for the music thing, so we can do this month or this next month, or we need to get this much to be able to do this thing. So by setting up a realistic budget and by having resources set aside for your music journey is a great way to keep from actually quitting. Okay, so those are the 9 ways. That was only 5. Those are the 9 ways to keep from quitting on your music journey. Going through each one of these things is inspirational to you, and I hope that you can see none of it is outside of possibility. It's all simple stuff. It's all small things, and that's sort of the point of all of this. As you can see, you can set up simple goals, achievable goals, celebrate them along the way, and you can do that by building community. You can do that with wise counsel as you find either coaches or other places to kind of show you where you want to go and share their experience with you. And then by doing all of these things, it's going to be a part of your life. And that's what we're trying to move towards, is not only do we identify ourselves as the thing we're trying to be, but we realize that as we dedicate thought, energy, and resource to it, it is who we are. And you can't revoke those skills. You can't revoke your identity in that way. So by walking through these steps, it really can help make it real in a way that will definitely keep you from quitting. Let me know below something that you've done on your journey that's really kind of made it a reality for you, and something that's kind of pushed you over the edge to say, okay, this is what I'm doing, this is who I am, I'm dedicated to this, and I'm not going to quit this thing. Even if it gets hard, even if I have to wait for it, it's worth it. So comment below, let me know. I'd love to hear that. Again, thank you so much for stopping by. If you're here on YouTube, don't forget to comment below, subscribe, and hit the bell icon. If you're listening on your favorite podcast streaming service, leave us a review. That's super helpful to us. Like the podcast on Spotify, leave us a review on iTunes if you're listening there. I believe in you. You can do this, and I'm excited to see you next Friday at 5 a.m. Eastern on the CIS podcast. We want to help reach as many Christian indie artists and songwriters as possible. And one way we can do that is with your help. So if you could take a minute and leave us a review on iTunes, that would be so appreciated. This is how the iTunes algorithm will push this content out to more and more Christian indie artists and songwriters. So like I said, if you could just take a couple seconds, leave us a review, that would be so awesome. It means so much to us, and we would really appreciate it.